The question I've got is that the America and CIA and all these agencies, they've always had like a budget to go and cause problems in Chile or problems
everywhere in the world.
Everywhere. They go and get the big wooden spoon out and stir it up.
That's right.
Do we as a Jamaat have, you know, as we inshallah become more and more successful, do we have anything to worry about these agencies coming in and stirring trouble in with
as
us?
As long as they do not cross your path, let them do whatever they are.
Let them waste their own money on.
Because we don't have enough money to waste on them. Pursuing them, for that you need billions of dollars. So let them function as they please. Only by way of advice, we must keep such people, such big powers, warned, and well warned in advance, that you're playing with the peace of the rest of the world in the name of intelligence is not proper. It is not moral. It is not permitted to you. The right is not granted to you by God. So don't play God. If you go on playing with the peace of others in the name of your interests,
yeah.
See, this is it.
Oh, it's, yeah.
And where you judge yourself as to which lines to cross and which not to. Which later on, when discovered, your own people condemn as wrong. What sort of game is it that you're playing? I've read books of the people involved with CIA at very highest level, written by them. And the secrets they unfold, they reveal, is horrifying. You know? Because they're living a life of hypocrisy. Man as a whole is living a life of hypocrisy. The same thing is good judging by one yardstick and is bad judging by another yardstick, and there are hundreds of thousands of yardsticks nowadays, unfortunately. Right?
Yes.